Hi, this is Susan with MyHouseDeals.com, and today I'm speaking with Premium Elite member Deb Elchi from Houston. Deb is with D&D Renovations, and she's getting a refund of her initial upfront membership fee because she bought a property that was listed on MyHouseDeals.com during the first 12 months of her Premium Elite upgrade. Hi, Deb. Thanks for talking to us today.
Thank you. Nice talking to you, too.
Tell us a little bit about yourself and your investing background.
Well, I'm 54 years old, and my family is raised, and I was a registered nurse for 17 years, and I decided that I needed a different career in life. I met someone special, and this was always his dream, and it very soon became my dream. And so he retired from John Deere after 32 years, and we started up a business together and have really enjoyed it.
And how long ago was that? How long have you been investing?
Probably 3 years now.
Okay. All right. How did you build up your real estate investing education? How did you learn about the business?
Well, he had some information from a group that he was getting information from before, and we got some information from Armando Montelongo, and we got some booklets and stuff like that, and we just kind of did a study on our own, and we live in Iowa, and were raised there, and we started doing business there. We flipped two or three houses there, and then we decided to come down to Houston for the winter to see what it was like down here. And we've been here ever since. So probably for the last 2 years, we've been flipping in Houston or the surrounding areas.
And how's that going for you with the location change?
It's going very well. Houston and the surrounding areas have a lot more to offer than rural Iowa. We found a lot more opportunity down here, and the people have been very nice. We are on our third and fourth houses right now. We've got two of them that we're working on right now and have just finished, actually, and they're both on the MLS, so we're real excited.
Wow, it sounds like you're keeping busy. That's great.
We are.
Well, let me ask you about the website. What problem or need did you have that MyHouseDeals.com was able to satisfy?
Well, it's difficult for me. I'm not a salesperson. I'm a doer. And it was hard to find motivated sellers because I don't go door to door. And this gave me an opportunity to help, you know, to find somebody that I didn't have to go looking for. And that made a big difference, you know, in my business. Then I could look for either the wholesalers or the motivated sellers, and it just made it real easy to find more properties in a quicker amount of time.
Well, good. That's what we're trying to do for investors. Before you came to us, what else did you try to solve that problem of finding leads?
We had gone to other, like real estate groups, and we've got a couple realtors that was working with us, and when we would go look at a house, if we would meet somebody there who was an investor themselves, we would ask who they used. We were trying to use every avenue that we could, but My House Deals was by far, you know, one of the best things we've ever done. Actually, we've been working in the Crosby area in the Newport Edition out here, and that's the house that we bought. We were already finishing up one here when I saw that one on the internet, and so we ran right out here, and I was the first one here because I, you know, being an elite member, it popped up on my site right away. I recognized the street name, and we came down here. I was the first one here. And wrote him out a check for the deposit and got the house right away. And if it hadn't have been for My House Deals, I never would have seen that.
Wow.
That was wonderful.
When you did your initial analysis on the property, how did you go about verifying an after repair value and the cost of repairs?
Well, we've been doing this for a while, and I made out my own worksheet. And, you know, it helps that we've, you know, done several houses before this. And after you start doing it and you go out and, you know, price things at the home shops, you know, you kind of get a feel for what you need. And, you know, some investors, don't put a whole lot into the homes and they sell it for less, and some want to have a higher end home. And usually that's what we do. We try and put, you know, either the tile or the granite countertops in there. And I really like everything that I can to be new in the house. All the painting is always done, inside and outside, the trim, you know, all new faucets, all new sinks, all new lighting, all new plug-ins and switches, so that everything is going to work when somebody gets that house. I'm very proud of D&D Renovations and what we've done, and I want to hold the standard high.
To build that reputation for quality.
Absolutely.
Sure, sure. Well, if you don't mind me asking about the numbers, can you tell us what was the purchase price and the estimated cost of repairs and also the ARV on the property?
Sure. The property that we got, we went out and looked at it. He was asking $64 for it. And I knew it was a good deal because we had purchased a house out here before, and I knew about what the ARV was going to be. We ended up purchasing the house from him for $63. The repair value, at first we came up with like $20,000, but I think we ended up putting about $18 in it. A lot of the work we did ourselves, which we usually do. We hire a little bit of it out, you know, to get it done faster, but most of it Denny and I do ourselves. And the ARV on the house right now, it's listed at $129,900, which is a pretty good deal for out here in Newport. It's a very, very nice area.
Wow, so you're looking at a pretty big profit on this deal.
Yeah, this one was a good find.
Good.
We were real clean.
That is exciting. What are your plans? Do you have an exit strategy for this deal?
Well, we don't rent out homes. We hope to sell it. The profit is good enough on this house that if I have to come down a little bit on the house, that's not going to be a problem, which is a really good thing for an investor. We don't lease out houses, so we're just hoping to sell it quickly, and I'm willing to drop the price a little bit to have that, you know, you always have to have that leeway. If you buy it at a really good price, then you're going to be able to sell it at a low price, which is what people are looking for. You know, it's a buyer's market right now, and there's so many houses out there that they don't have to pay, you know, a huge amount of money to get a good house right now.
Mm-hmm. Well, how did you finance the purchase?
We go through Jet Investor Lending, and they're out of Houston, and we've been working with them with every house we've had down here in Houston. We've got a good rapport with them. And, in fact, I think Eddie Gant, who owns Jet Investor, has worked with you before and gotten houses off of my house deals. I didn't realize that until after we already got into my house deals.
Really?
But, yeah. So he invests in houses, too. So I'm really glad that I'm with my house deals. It's been a very good experience for us.
Well, we're glad you're with us also. Tell me this. It sounds like you guys have really been successful since you moved to Houston. What advice would you give new investors who are listening to your story and really are inspired to give it a try?
I would say one of the very most important things is you have to buy it right. And you're going to look at a lot of houses and, you know, you're going to want, you know, you're going to look at a certain house, and that's what I did at first, and say, oh, I can make this work. I can make this work. But the numbers are either going to work or they're not. You can't get emotional about the house. You need to really do your due diligence. You need to find out how much it's going to cost to fix the house. If you're not real good at knowing what needs to be fixed, it's helpful to get an inspector in there so that they can find out exactly what the house is going to need. And remember that you're not the only one out there, so don't try and make a killing on one house. If you ask for a decent price, you get a nice profit, and then you can go on to the next one, because otherwise you're going to hold it for a long time, and your holding costs will be very difficult.
Mm-hmm.
So you need to buy it fast, fix it up fast, and sell it fast, and that's what helped us.
That sounds like really good advice. You mentioned that you guys do a lot of the repair work yourselves, but, you know, a lot of people don't have those kinds of skills either. Have you ever had to use a contractor? And if so, you know, how do you find reliable contractors? And how would you recommend other people do that?
Actually, we have we've gone to the My House Deals seminars, and you meet a lot of investors there. And if you ask around, you know, if somebody is happy with a contractor or a tiler or a roofer or whatever, ask people. They're more than likely, you know, very willing to share their information with you, which is, you know, if you get somebody out by word of mouth, then you've got somebody that's worth keeping.
Right. I don't suppose people would recommend someone that they didn't have faith in. So networking.
Absolutely.
It sounds like networking would be a good resource for beginners.
Yes, it is. Very helpful.
All righty. Well, let me ask you this, and this is, I don't mean it to be a tough question, but why do you think that you've been able to succeed as an investor while other investors seem to struggle?
I've seen some other investors' house. We bought one from a wholesaler not too long ago, and he had a very low repair bill on the house, and we almost spent double on that, getting the house fixed up nice. Most people who come out into a nice area want a nice home. You know, they're not looking for something that they can fix up themselves because they're working full-time, they have a family, you know. They're looking for something that's already done and already nice that they can just move into, just a turnkey property. And in fact, some people that are renting out houses want something that's already done, already nice, that they can just, you know, have as a decent property to rent out in nice areas. And so that's what we try to do, is we try and buy them cheap enough, and we try and sell them low enough, and they're very good houses. They're almost like new when we get ready to sell them.
And that really makes the difference.
It has for us, yes.
Okay, great. Deb, I really appreciate the time that you've taken today to speak with us. And on behalf of the team at MyHouseDeals.com, we really wish all of you at D&D Renovations the very best. Thanks for sharing your success story with us.
Thank you very much.